Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and enjoy it.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Of the year celebration, Biden says there are children. The reason you're the teachers of the year is because you recognize that they're not somebody else's children. They're like yours when they're in the classroom, he said. And then today, Biden stayed on message. There's no such thing as someone else's child. No such thing as someone else's child. Our nation's children are all our children. He honored the 2023 Teacher of the Year at the White House, Rose Garden. So, your children are not yours. Alaska's Nick Begich was not impressed by the president's word. The former congressional candidate said on Facebook, "Today, Joe Biden said the quiet part out loud. There's no such thing as someone else's child. Our nation's children are all our children. Let's be clear. Children are the responsibility of parents. Children are not the property of the state." He went on to point out Congresswoman Mary Peltola's record. Mary Peltola opposed the Parents' Bill of Rights Act, which passed the Republican House just a few weeks ago. Her opposition to the basic rights of parents is neither pro-family nor pro-freedom. So anyhow, this is the craziness. And, you know, we think it's craziness. No, it's not craziness. This has been the attitude of the government since back in the 80s. It's just now to the point where it's in our face. So this is why I say I really would talk to anybody. Parents, you grandparents, parents, you better talk to your children. Are you sure that you want to bring children into this life? Do you want to bring children in America, especially? Just like China. When they're born, these children are born in communist China, immediately they are property of the state. They are property of the government. And it's no different here in communist USA. Americanism is communism now. There is no Americanism. It's nothing but socialism, fascism, communism, every ism you can think of. So if you're considering grandparents, if you're considering encouraging your children to have, or your grandchildren to have children, you better really consider, Are you sure you want to do this in the United States of America? Now when children, 6 months of age, a year of age, are being forced to take vaccinations, are you sure you want this for your children or your grandchildren? I don't know. It's evident. Biden says that these children belong to the state, belong to the teachers. This is true. You look what's happening with sex education in the school systems. You look what happened during the Obama administration with the racial programs that they had, and that they put that the teachers were indoctrinating the children of this country to start these racial conflicts and to raise up what we call Obama's army, starting in about 2008. He took over the school systems, and now these children, or those children, are now adults, and they are Antifa, Black Lives Matter. They are the protesters burning down cities. They're going into the Walmarts, the Targets, the businesses, break the windows out, go in, loot, and there are no consequences. This was part of the strategy. This was not accidental. This was a plan. This was an objective. And it has worked. You see, these presidents, up until Trump, wanted to destroy this country. And after Donald Trump is completely out of the political world, what's going to come is going to be hell on earth here in the United States of America. You don't have to believe me, but you're going to remember, hell on earth is coming to America. It's already here. It's just going to continue to develop to the point where you're going to want out of this country. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Join us for the Naturally Inspired Health Summit. Find real solutions for healthy living. June 24th at The Ranch in Loveland, next to the Budweiser Event Center. Keynote speakers include Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Ben Tapper, Patrick Wood from Technocracy News. Tickets are on sale for only $20 until May 1st. They increase after that. Get your tickets today. For more information and to purchase your tickets, visit NaturallyInspiredHealthSummit.com or Eventbrite.com.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended. Did it.
Call out the instigators, because there's something in the air. We got to get together sooner or later, because the revolution's here, and you know it's right.
And here, closer to home, excuse me, this is out of Yahoo.com. This was on March 6th. Colorado's first ever after-school Satan club to launch at elementary school. The first ever after-school Satan club is set to meet Monday at the Payona K through 8 school in Delta, Colorado. This is out there by Grand Junction. The witchcraft in the West, in that area, in these small cities, is unbelievable. Witchcraft in small cities is very evident, but we don't hear anything about it. This didn't come out of a local Colorado newspaper. This came out of Yahoo.com. The club is requested by a parent who contacted June Everett, campaign director of After School Satan Club, as an ordained minister of the Satanic Temple, a church whose mission, according to its website, encourages benevolence and empathy. It rejects tyrannical authority, advocates practical common sense, opposes injustice, and undertakes noble pursuits. This is hypocritical. When most of the people realize that these witches, these people in the occult, sacrifice, do curses, and they present themselves as noble. Everett, a school county resident, told Newsline she became involved with the ASSC in 2017 after her first grader came home from school crying and very upset. After friends told him he and his family would burn in hell and that he'd be taken away from his parents because they are agnostic and did not attend church. So his friends attended the after-school program called Good News Club. The Good News Club is a ministry of Missouri-based child evangelism fellowship. Well, you want to have your children go to a Christian gathering rather than a satanic gathering? I'm going to tell you, most people hate religion and Christianity and Christ so much, prefer their children would go to a cult or a satanic event. This is the culture. This is the way we have gone as a nation. And like I presented to this audience many times before, according to the book of Revelation, eventually the world would gravitate toward witchcraft, toward Satanism, toward Luciferian worship. The world would gravitate that direction. But one nation above all nations will lead the nations of the world into that kind of worship. It would be the United States of America. Why do I say that? Go to the book of Revelation, read chapter 13, the Antichrist and the false prophet. It's very clear in the book of Revelation that this nation, a nation that's Antichrist will rule over, America, will force the people of that nation, that empire, to worship Satan. This is how far along we are in time. This is how close we are to the second coming of Jesus Christ. This is how close and near we are to many things. The War of Armageddon, the great wars that precede the War of Armageddon, the coming digital system where you cannot buy, you cannot sell unless you worship and take the image of the, or worship the image or take the mark of the beast. This nation, because we worship mammon, because we worship so many things in this nation, we're not aware of the great evil of the culture. But here, you hear of these after-school Satan clubs throughout the country, down in Texas, in Illinois, in the East Coast. Well, it is right here in the cult capital of the country, Colorado. You don't believe me because it's hidden. It has been hidden. These Luciferians these devil worshipers in this state, they are very careful to hide what they do. They are in state government, local government, county government. They have infiltrated this state. Federal government in this state, I'm telling you the truth. And here's what Christ said. He said that there would come a time when what has been hidden will be revealed. In other words, even the devil worshipers, those that worship Satan in the Illuminati, in every form of witchcraft, they know the Bible. And they know that God has even told them they will be allowed to hide things for a while. But eventually, if they want to continue to receive insight from the occult world, they must allow the truth, whether they like it or not, to come out. And even they will not have the power to hide the truth. They hate it. They hate it. They are in total opposition. They want to remain to that concept. They want to remain hidden. They want to do their evil in the dark, out of sight. Well, Jesus Christ said, what is done in secret will be shouted from the rooftops, will be made known, and the people of America, right before their eyes, in power structure, in the government of this nation, in plain view, the occult world is evident. But people, it's too uncomfortable. Psychologically, people can't handle it. But take a view of Washington, D.C., a city that sits on seven hills. Take a view from above. Go buy yourself a drone. Fly it up 2,000 feet. Take a snapshot of the Capitol grounds. It's laid out in Masonic architecture. There's the Washington Monument being the phallus. There is the dome being the womb. And this is the witchcraft laid out in Freemason symbols right here in the open, not hidden. The Freemasons of France put it together because they did not want America to be a Christian nation. The intention from the beginning was that America would be the great satanic kingdom of Satan in the years before Christ returns, especially in the last 4 years during the rule of Antichrist. I'm warning you. I'm warning the people listening to this program. You cannot hide the truth any longer. Hide from the truth. You can't hide from the truth. You can't hide from the fact that the Clintons were involved deeply in witchcraft. Deeply, they're Illuminati. You can't hide this from the American people anymore. Ronald Reagan, his wife, she structured his days through a soothsayer. Oh, I can't remember, it was Jeannie Dixon. I'm trying to remember the name of the individual that Nancy Reagan would have the horoscope for the day so that Ron wouldn't put himself in danger. The Bushes, involved in the occult, Nazism, the religion of Nazism. These presidents have been involved in the occult. I could go on and on. But I'm just saying that if you think this is going to go away, if you think that you can hide and hide from the direction that this country is going into deep, deep witchcraft, you are mistaken. And the Christian people If you don't start learning the lessons to fight spiritual battles, you are going to be victims, just like the non-Christians. In fact, the war is targeted. You're the target of the satanic war in this state, in this nation. Antichrist's war is, yes, with the nations, but mainly with Jesus Christ himself and with the Christian people. Whether you be Catholic, Lutheran, Episcopalian, Anglican, whatever you may be in true Christianity, Orthodox, all of the Orthodox churches, every evangelical church, you are the target. Yes, people individually, yes, people, the society as a whole is a target. But the Bible says the main target of Satan and his children are the children that are born again, that are true believers in Jesus Christ, in Israel's Messiah. This is the target of this nation and the nations of the world. I saw this article and I thought, well, I just kind of had it on the back burner. But I decided today I have to present it to you with a little commentary. You see, this nation is going that direction, has been going that direction ever since the 60s. The rise of witchcraft, in a sense, blatant in the open through the many of the rock bands, death metal groups, hard rock. Most of these people in these bands worship the devil. The devil gives them power, fame, wealth. In the military, it's in every agency in this country. In every city, there are people sitting on the city councils in this state, and pretty much every state in the country, in every city in the country, that are secret worshipers of the devil. You don't have to believe me. You know it in your heart. But Jesus Christ said, and Satan knows the laws. He knows the principle. And even Satan himself cannot violate them. Every human being has free will. Before they're deceived, they must be presented with the truth. And if they are presented with the truth and they don't listen, they don't pay attention, then they can fall prey. They can become victims to Satan's machinations. We have free will. We have to be presented with the truth. In the truther movement in this country, with the people that are exposing what has been happening in this country, these people are being used by the Holy Spirit to present to this nation the truth about all matters. Now, if the people don't believe it, God allows it.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
Living sharp is a lifestyle here at TBB's. You need to look sharp, carry sharp, and most importantly, be sharp. Let us show you how sharp it can be today. We're pushing ourselves to take as many walk-ins at both locations, but if we can't squeeze you in, we'll make a convenient appointment for you. Give us a call at 970-617-2158 for our Loveland location located at 4th and Garfield, or in Meade at 720-745-0783 on the southeast corner of Highway 66 and I-25. If you're tech savvy, hit us up on Tommy's Barbers and Blades.com, and as always, live sharp.
Hey, 1360 fans, Tika here with Serenity Painting. Did you know that we also offer concrete, framing, drywall, and much more? For a free estimate, call us at 970-978-9565. Mention 1360 and receive 15% off any construction service and or free upgrade to lifetime warranty paint with a 7-year labor warranty included. Call us today at 970-978-9565.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one, and I knew there was only one place I was going to go, Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group, so I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1,
okay, I'll finish out with this article, yahoonews.com, Colorado's first ever school after-school Satan Club to launch elementary school. If, because God gives people free will, if they don't want to know the truth, which many people don't, they don't want to know the truth about anything. Everything's a conspiracy. There was no government involvement in any of these events, these black flag events throughout this country for 200 years. It's conspiracy, conspiracy, conspiracy. It's not true. People are just overreacting. Well, you can't overreact to eternal fire. No way you can overreact to that. So let's see what the superintendent of the Delta County Schools has to say. This Karen Gibson. Now, she says that she did receive phone calls from parents concerned about the name of the Satan Club. But here's what she says. We don't have anything to do with the club. Well, naturally, we're just renting space. We're just renting space. The after-school clubs fill out a fair use agreement and pay for a fee to rent school property. We want people to know we do not discriminate. Well, this woman is suspect to me. Could she be part of some hidden secret society? And then the Jeannie Kell, she's the area director for the Child Evangelism Fellowship. She said the Good News Club has operated at the Peona School for several years. She says, "We don't debate with Satan Club. We never picket against them. We don't oppose them." But Karen Gibson says that we just rent space. Yeah. I'm not so sure about this Karen Gibson. It's suspect to me. You see, within, for example, Freemasonry, the judges that are Freemasons, when the case comes before them, where there is a fellow Freemason, that Freemason is going to be taken care of. That's just the way they work in secret societies. They are bound by the laws within Freemasonry to help their fellow Freemason. I have family members that have been Freemasons, and I know what happens just at the basic level, and how once you become a Freemason, you get to work with companies that have owners, you know, people on staff that are Freemasons, and generally they get the job. And you go before a judge, and you're a Freemason, and you have a serious offense, you're going to be given probation. You're not going to go to jail. Everybody else will go to jail, but you won't. It's the way they work. It's just the way that system is. We can't hide from the fact anymore. In Isaiah chapter 66, God spoke to his children Israel, spoke to them, warned them. They didn't listen. And basically, I'm paraphrasing, God finally says, okay, you don't want to know the truth because you didn't want to hear the truth, then I'm going to allow you to be deceived. And the thing that's frightening is God says, and I will choose your deception. I will choose your deception. People in this nation, God is choosing their deception because they don't want to believe the truth. So God, you have free will. But if you decide you don't want to know truth, God will pick your deception. And Christian people, Catholics, Lutherans, any kind, any member that is a true believer and believes in the Lord Jesus, even you, if you don't want to know the truth, even you, like he said to Israel, I will choose your deception. Even you Christians, if you don't want to know the truth about the time that we live in, about this country, about what's happening in this country, about the great darkness and the evil that has taken over this country, if you don't want to believe it, and if you won't listen to what God has to say about the time that we're in, God will choose your deception. He gets to choose. The people of the world, Christ said, are wiser than the children of light. They're wiser than the children of light. Why? Because they can see the sign of the times. They can see these wars mean something bad comes this way. Something evil comes this way. They can see what's happening in the political world with the Republicans, Democrats, Independents, doesn't matter. And they know something evil comes this way. But the Christians, oh, God will protect us. God will protect us. God would never let us suffer. We're not going to be harmed. You better be careful. You better read the Bible. The children of the world are wiser than the children of light. They can see and they know a term that's in their mind, Armageddon. Everybody's talking about Armageddon. The conflict in Russia, God is using it to speak to the world, and the people of the world that don't know Christ are listening. They're thinking this must be World War III. Now China, America, just for the first time in 40 years or 50 years, just sent submarines to South Korea. The United States just scheduled submarines being sent to South Korea in over 40 years. Why? Well, the article says out of Zero Hedge that it's because America wants to protect South Korea from North Korea. No. South Korea has to be protected from China, from Xi Jinping. North Korea is nothing. North Korea, this country could take out North Korea, shut down North Korea's missile systems from satellite. North Korea is not the enemy. It is China. They want you to believe that it's North Korea. North Korea is nothing. It's a speck of dust in all these matters. China. It's China. And the children of the world are wiser than the children of light. They know the truth.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to KHNC listeners. He is giving us great discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC. Get deep discounts on MyPillow mattress toppers, towels, sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets and the new MyPillow 2.0. For these buy one, get one free offers and a special free shipping program, go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC or call 800-948-8229. That's MyPillow.com or 800-948-8229 and use promo code KHNC.
Visit MyPillow.com.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale is going on now. Come see thousands of trees, shrubs, perennials, and more with huge savings. See what's on sale at thetreefarm.com. 6-foot-tall Honeycrisp apple trees, now only $119.99 each. Ready-to-bloom lilac shrubs, now only $67.46 each. Choose from purple, pink, or white. The early spring tree and shrub sale.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never, ever seem to be in it all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, will your bachelor of arts help you get by?
Children of the world are wiser than the children of light. This is out of endtimesheadlines.org. You know, you've heard of Stormy Daniels. Well, listen to this. Stormy Daniels tries to summon demons with magic cards during an interview, bringing reporter to tears. Here we are, right in front of you, right in your face. Demonic witchcraft. through Stormy Daniels. A journalist had an emotional interview with adult film star Stormy Daniels, writing what she cried as Daniels sought to make contact. With a spirit world. Daniels read and interpreted magic cards out of an oracle deck for reporter Olivia Nuzzi. She raised her hands, pressed the empty space between her palms. She spoke quietly. "What can you tell Olivia about Donald Trump?" Nuzzi wrote about their encounter. She waited for a moment. "Nothing." "That's weird," said Daniels. "She's having trouble connecting with the realm of the spirits, according to the report." So Daniel shuffled the deck again. There between her palms, the force field of energy swelled. She dealt the cards. As if by magic, the room shifted. My ears began to ring. Tension spread across my forehead. My eyes filled with tears. I looked across the table and met the dealer's gaze. She was crying too. The dealer, Stormy Daniels. I was bewildered by a wave of emotion that seemed to wash over both of us at once. Why did we cry? "Because it's real," she said. "It's chaos and death and destruction." Daniels looked ahead into the future through her magic card, saying that one card, the sickle, might mean riot or civil war. Oh, that's a big one. I could do that too. Here, I got a pen in my hand, and I'm saying, the pen is telling me there's going to be riot, civil war, death, and destruction in the future. Well, it's because the Bible says there's going to be. So, but I'm just, my point, again, the witchcraft is everywhere. But the American people and the Christian people who shouldn't ignore it are ignoring it. We're in the last decade. I continually say this because I'm looking at the sign of the times. China is pushing in Taiwan, and we send, for the first time in 40 years, nuclear submarines to South Korea. We are there to protect South Korea. We are telling China we're going to protect the manufacturing base in South Korea against North Korea, who is not going to be nothing. North Korea is going to be, in a flash, done away with. But we are there to protect Taiwan from American interests in the South China Sea, in Asia, from China. Now, I'm going to tell you something about Antichrist that it talks about in the Bible. There's only one fear that Antichrist has, and that fear is not God. Antichrist doesn't fear God. He fears China. And it's in the scripture. It talks about Antichrist being distressed and disturbed. It's because of China. When Antichrist occupies Israel, the only threat, Russia will be gone. The only threat will be China. And when China starts to come to the Middle East for Armageddon, that will disturb Antichrist. So now you know that even Antichrist has a fear. He knows when China comes to the Middle East to remove him to war, that will disturb him. But then right after that, God will take Antichrist and the false prophet, who I personally feel is Bill Gates of hell, and cast them alive into the lake of fire. China. Xi Jinping, if I'm correct, and I'm 90% sure, I'm giving myself 10% leeway, that Xi Jinping is going to be the president of China that will bring China and the Asian sisters in about 9 years to Armageddon. That's my personal view from study of the Bible and looking at current events. And Vladimir Putin, I have another article here. I'll just kind of cover it briefly. Russia is now beginning to involve herself in the Middle East with the Palestinians and is beginning to push toward a Palestinian resolution. In other words, is going to begin to pressure Israel to bring in a Palestinian state. This is the beginning of Russia's demise. This is the beginning. This is going to trigger the destruction. It's going to, number one, God is going to fulfill his word that he'll curse the nations that curse Israel. They will be cursed. So I'm going to read just a little bit of an article in a few minutes. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Sharp community members, this is Tommy with Tommy's Barbers and Blades. We're reaching out to you guys to let you know that we're in need of a barber or stylist at our Meade location on Highway 66 and I-25. If you're a seasoned pro or know someone who's great, give us a ring at 720-745-0783 or stop in and talk to us. We're looking for you. Again, that's 720-745-0783.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Okay, I've been telling you that Russia is going to be punished and is going to be destroyed when Russia decides to intervene on Israel on the behalf of the Palestinians in the Middle East. Now, this is Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. This is out of Sputnik News. Lavrov spoke on Palestinian-Israeli settlements, reaffirmed UAE ties during a UNSC meeting. His counterpart, Riyad al-Maliki, discussed the Palestinian-Israeli settlement, the Russian foreign minister said in a statement. The sides exchanged views on the situation in the Middle East region with an emphasis on the state of affairs in the Palestinian-Israeli settlement. The Russian side affirmed its wavering readiness to continue to support efforts to exercise the legitimate rights of the Palestinian people to create their own independent state, living in peace and security with Israel, This right here is the fox's tail. This right here is going to bring about the destruction of Russia with Iran, Turkey, other nations in the Middle East, Libya, and Ethiopia, and probably forces out of Germany. This is going to cause the destruction of these nations shortly. During the meeting in New York on April the 25th, this was just yesterday, the sides discussed further development of Russian-Palestinian ties, but a mutual focus on their future strengthening. Lavrov, on the same day, chaired a meeting of the UN Security Council on the Middle East and the Palestinian-Israeli issue. That Israel ambassador to the United Nations, Gilad Erdan, walked out. Erdan told Sputnik on Tuesday that he refused to participate in the Security Council session on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict over the extreme bias, and said because it was scheduled on the same day as Israel's Memorial Day. So, the top diplomat, Russia, commented on the situation during the press conference and said that the UN Security Council was not of an anti-Israel nature and was agreed prior to that. Well, this, you're going to watch the relationship with Israel and Russia begin to deteriorate from this point forward. This Palestinian issue, this Palestinian matter is going to be, right now, what will happen as this continues, it is going to infuriate and embolden the terrorist groups around Israel to begin to exercise a little more force, exert a little more force and pressure on Israel. Israel is not going to respond. Israel is going to retaliate. And these Palestinian / terrorist, Hamas, Hezbollah, all of them, are going to provoke Israel and force Israel to retaliate. And the retaliation is going to be complete victory over the enemies of Israel. Then Russia is going to follow with a second attack. Israel is going to be victorious. That's it for today. Podcast 1360, KHNC.com, The Present Truth. Visit with you tomorrow.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com, click on the shop button. Accidents can happen at any time and any place. Preparing ourselves is critical to being able to respond with confidence. Serious bleeding events are scary, but having Bleed Stop handy can give you the edge. Just pour it directly in the wound and apply direct pressure. Clotting happens in seconds. KHNC listeners get 20% off on the products listed. Visit the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button. That's the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.